have it.
No, that's not. Okay. That's not trying to say that you shouldn't have it.
Wait a minute.
I'm not trying to say that you're a bad person or you're wrong for having it. That's the last thing I'm saying.
When you say you don't need it. When you're saying you don't need it. When you're saying you don't need it, and we're talking about gun restrictions, are you implicating that you would vote for them to take away that privilege of the person to have the assault?
As far as right now, I don't know right now.
Well, that, I mean, that, if we're talking about what you don't need, I'm talking about the person who
will vote
and say, nah,
take that away. You're asking me, Jerome, right now, if I would vote against assault rifles, I would have to think about it. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm not saying yeah, I'm not saying no, because I know what, voting against it, I know what that brings. I'm not an idiot. And I know saying no, I know I'm not changing anything. So that's something I have to think about. You dig what I'm saying?
But if everyone voted no, then it would change things because it wouldn't be something you could own.
No, if everybody voted no, then it just stays. Oh, if everybody voted no, you can't have it.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to think if those people who vote no, I hope you know what you're inviting after that.
Because what my problem with all Democrats being a Democrat, or when this conversation comes up, and they talk about the words common sense gun laws. First of all, what is your agenda?
You can say the same thing about Republicans, though.
Say what you're saying. We're talking about this issue. Say what you want. Mm-hmm. What is it you're asking for when you say common sense gun laws? And how well do you know the law already as it stands? What do you know we cannot do? And how? And what do you? And are you playing with my mind? Because I know you know. But you say certain words.
Explain to me better what you're saying.
Okay. If you're in the judicial system, or if you're in the area of where laws are made,
okay,
you know the law.
Sure.
So if you know the law, you also know the paperwork that we have to go through as a citizen actually to get this weapon. There is already everything that's already implemented in law already for us to be able to own.
Not everything.
What if you go to a gun show or whatever?
Have you been to one?
Yeah. No.
Have you tried to purchase a weapon from a gun show?
No.
It ain't easy.
It ain't.
And it's the same exact thing. You still have to pass a background check. Mm. So when they say they make it easier or make it harder, I'm like, they know that it is already difficult to get it from a gun show, but they're saying it to people who don't know.
Okay, now put it like
this.
So
the people who don't know, because the issue that I'm understanding the older that I get, is shit don't concern people until it concerns people. And that goes for every situation, black, white, guns, Republicans, Democrats. Like, if you're in fucking Pahrump, and Pahrump is podunkish as fuck, and there's nothing going on there, and you love your way of life, but all of a sudden some shit happens in the city, and it's going to now affect what's going on in Pahrump. Now the Pahrumpians are going to get involved and get active and start saying this shit because now it's affecting them directly.
Of course, so, that's human nature.
So really. it's like you don't give a fuck until you need to. But now that you need to, it's this gun thing is just, I'm up for regulation. I'm good for regulation. Because I also feel that there are certain things that should be regulated. For instance, now I'm a gun advocate.
Sure.
And I've been one since I got into the hobby.
Sure.
I mean, it's been 10 years since I've been involved, and the more that I've been involved, the more I started to enjoy it, the more it became a part of who I am. And I enjoy I enjoy owning guns. I enjoy going to the range. And when you get involved in it and you start doing the things, you start saying, this, and this, you know, whatever's available and whatever's open for you to do, you know, if you can afford it, you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, I also can see the things that I think that could be restricted if we are going to talk about it. Like, no, you don't need to own a grenade. No, you don't need to own a rocket launcher. No, you don't need to own dynamite. No, you don't need to own C4. No, you may not even need to own a fully automatic assault rifle. But when they brought, so they chopped it down to what you can't own. And for years, they started piecing it away, taking it away. So then the fully automatic assault rifle went away, and then they gave us just the semi-automatic, the one pull trigger.
Well, the way you're talking, that's actually how you figure shit out, though.
So California is the blueprint on what they want, what they're going to want to do everywhere. And it is very difficult to get a gun in California. And the guns you can own, every gun that I own is illegal, except for a revolver. The revolvers that I have that have 6 shots in them are available in California. But a Glock, a regular stock Glock 19 that holds more than 10 rounds in the magazine is illegal in California because it has 15 rounds in it instead of 10.
And when did that come in place? When that dude came and robbed the bank and was blasting in the street?
When the movie Heat came out?
You remember in LA that dude who was armored up and he was in the street?
Because of the movie Heat. The movie Heat came out, and when that when that whole scene with De Niro and all of them shooting up the bank and everything, then this dude said, oh!
Which, Rich, real quick, in that movie Heat, great scene between De Niro and Pacino when they're sitting at the little dining table. It's off on a tangent, but you brought that movie up. It's a dope ass scene. Anyway, go ahead.
This dude mimicked it, and he armored himself up and went balls deep.
So there was a reason.
So then they said, oh, you know what? Hell no. We can't make this accessible because we never thought some fool would do this.
I mean, when the cops got to run to the gun store because they ain't they don't got what they have.
Not, so my problem with that was why aren't the police armored like that? They should be ready like that.
But regular civilians shouldn't. That's just the way I see it.
So they took away the automatic assault rifles. Yeah, they took that away when they gave us semi-automatics. Mm-hmm. So now they're going to take away the semi-automatic based on people who say, I don't think you should own that either.
No, it's based off of the loopholes. This whole bump stock thing that's got everybody going.
I also believe my gun advocates are going to be mad at me about this also because I'm torn.
And loopholes because fucks it up also.
I'm torn because I don't use bump fire on my semi-automatic because what it does is it once you bump and the reason why I don't use it is because it's hard to purchase ammo because ammo is so fucking expensive. Mm-hmm. And I can't just exhaust the ammunition that I buy out doing that because it's less than a minute that you exhaust all your ammo out. Mm-hmm. So 20 rounds in a 30 round magazine, 20 rounds is like damn near $20. Mm-hmm. You're paying a dollar a round. So a 30 round magazine going like this, playing around bump firing, shooting at some wood or your target or whatever have you, just to have, yeah, and
just
you're done.
Shooting
so I never got around to it. I never got around to doing that because I don't want to, I can't afford to shoot like that.
Right.
You know, so, but the people who can do, and that's going to be taken away from them now.
And it simulates what? The bump stock. It almost simulates, like you said,
it was a way around being able to
and
own.
And that's what's fucking it up. Loopholes. They said no automatics. All right, cool. So you do bump stocks to simulate an automatic.
Right.
Like, all right, well, you see what this guy just did with it?
It still has to get regulated
it's
by
like
the ATF.
It's like, you see what the guy in California did with the automatic? We taking that away. So we going. So then you do a loophole to make semi-automatics like that. It's like, all right, it's like a kid. It's like, okay, well, you found a way around it. Well, now I got to take that away. You get what I'm saying? It's almost like that. In a way, you're messing up for yourselves.
No.
You know what I mean?
Idiots mess it up for everyone.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about you, Pat.
So no, but I'm saying, you remember, I don't know if you guys have experienced the brother-sisterhood thing, but when one kid fucks up and everybody gets a whooping because of that kid, that was a fucked up situation in your life, right? And it was unfair and it wasn't the right thing to do. So this is the same situation. This man went out there, this idiot, went out there and did this heinous crime, so now law-abiding citizens have to suffer because of what this idiot did.
Who bought his stuff legally, by the way.
So now,
there wasn't no illegal stuff he did. He bought his legally.
So now we got to suffer is what I'm trying to get you to
understand. Yeah, it's like, okay, you found a loophole to do it legally, and now I got to take it away.
Well, you ain't really got to suffer.
You know what I'm saying?
The day comes when you take the weapons away. Guess what happens? The bad people still have them. And the bad people are still going to come and pillage and rape and do what they got to do.
That's a lot of gun advocates' excuse.
No, it's not an excuse. It's a fact, sir.
No.
Okay.
How is it a fact?
Because
if you go around the world, that's
people
not
are still
a fact.
Getting murdered.
You're going to get murdered no matter what. Humans are going to murder no matter what.
The statement I'm making.
You give them a sword, they're going to murder.
So take the swords away?
Take the sword away, they're going to choke you to death.
You're proving my point, exactly.
No, I'm saying humans are going to murder no matter what, but don't give them a reason to do mass murder. I mean, don't give them a thing to do commit mass murder.
Okay, so you could build a bomb in the kitchen.
You can try to prevent. Like, don't make it easy. You think what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying, don't make it easy.
So if you...
Like this, here are a lot of the excuses. If you take all the guns away, only all the bad excuses. People are going to have a... Yeah, that's what they are.
This is a reason.
An excuse doesn't necessarily mean it's all
no,
bad.
An excuse is an excuse. A reason is a reason. It's not necessarily an excuse.
A reason is an excuse. To me, even if you give me a reason, you gave me an excuse.
And a horse is a horse, of course.
There you go.
Mike,
do you have anything to say? Because you're just sitting there thumbing through your phone.
I'm letting you guys go ahead and argue that one out. I already told you how I felt about it.
Well, I know, but you don't got anything else?
I'm on the fence with it. Like, I don't...
About what?
Being able to own semi-autos or pistols or whatever, man. As long as you... I don't know, man. As long as you're... It's really not. And... I'm agree. There should be more like restrictions, but how can you restrict when, like you said, there's gonna be always be bad people who make shit up.
They're gonna get it
build
themselves.
Their own auto rifles.
That's
and
my
shit
point.
Like that.
That's all my point. You take the guns away,
yeah.
Somebody's gonna murder you still. It's gonna still happen. But that
doesn't mean it's going to be a mass murder. See, but we're one of the countries that really got. I'm not talking about Middle Eastern countries. I'm talking about civilized countries, by the way. We're one of the only countries that really have a problem with this one person going out mass murdering a whole bunch of people and fucking up everybody's day. You know what I'm saying? That happened in Australia. They took all types of guns away. They haven't had a mass murder since like 92.
They did. They took all the guns.
And they haven't had a mass murder. See, the thing that people are really upset about is fucking mass murder.
They got spiders.
Where you're sitting down just chilling and then you're doing your homework and some nigga comes into school, boom, because he's had a bad day. His parents don't love him. And he shoots up the school. You're sitting at a concert enjoying yourself and this dude comes in because he legally bought these weapons and he's just that with the bump stocking and shit.
So then what's the answer?
Nobody knows. If I had the answer, I mean, I'd be Jesus, nigga. What the fuck? I ain't got the answer. I'm just
saying. I
get
kind of Pat, because you're saying that, you know, if they take our guns away, what do we do when the bad people come? That's what gun, you know,
now,
gun owners feel,
specifically?
That if you take my guns away, then I'm just open season for anybody just to come and do whatever they want to.
Who's anybody? Who are the bad people? Anybody?
Exactly. That's
period,
what they
point
feel.
Blank.
Just,
period, point blank. You know what a lion is?
Yeah.
You know what a porcupine is?
Yeah.
You know if you took the things off the porcupine? The pines off the porcupine. You know what's going to happen to that porcupine when that lion gets to him?
Yeah, I understand that.
He's done. So now you just start peeling back the pine. The what the fucks are they?
I'm calling them needles, though.
The needles. Slowly taking them back. And you just going to bite it. I mean, just bite him with them motherfuckers.
See,
ain't it?
I feel like that's people just being scared of the world.
And that's what it is. It's basically, that's the mentality that somebody's going to, is out to get you.
Yeah, gun
regardless,
laws
that you feel that you have to have them because somebody's going to be out there to get you. But if this type of shit happens, you're not going to be rolling around with your semi-automatics to protect you every single time.
You know what's crazy about that? It's almost like wishing that day would come to when you kind of advocate, why I need to keep my ARs and my semi-autos and my fully autos.
There are people.
Like
there are
There's
people
that are wishing for that day to come to prove a point.
There are people who have had to use them. But what's funny about it is that you don't hear about the people who needed it in a period of time.
I would like to hear who has needed a semi-auto.
It's as simple as this.
And, you know, living in a, who has needed that?
It's
that
as simple as this.
With?
If three or more people come into your home, and it's you and your wife and your daughters.
Okay. You can do it with a shotgun.
the shotgun is going to, and if they're weaponized also, they're ready. Your shotgun versus the four guys and your distress.
See, and that's
whatever. that's an extreme
the mindset that everybody has, is the extreme
that's
mindset.
That's an extreme
See,
that's my thing, is that how I see it, is that every gun owner has the extreme mindset. Yeah. Not the very, you know, some punk-ass kid who is just being a stupid-ass
going
to crawl through
your
window.
Who is more likely coming in your house?
And exactly. But gun owners, in their mind, it's like, I need to have heavy artillery because
in case
75 dudes are going to come to my house
and
try to take
all
everything
of us.
I own.
Okay, so I'm not
take my ass cheeks.
So I'm not extreme.
I'll just do that with.
I'm called extreme because I'm prepared. So the average guy sees me because what I have in my closet and what I have upstairs, I have meal MREs, meal ready to eat. I have prepping stuff all in my home ready for what could happen. But everyone looks at me. The majority of people look at me like, "What does he think is going to happen?"
Let me go off of your scenario real quick. Let's go off of your scenario real quick, right?
That's gonna be an apocalypse. It better be an apocalypse.
There's definitely gonna be a zombie apocalypse. But you're sitting in your house, right? Four dudes come in, right? You hear them, right? Let's say you hear them and you get ready. You get your, you get your pistol, all right? And they come in with whatever. You let off the first shot. You think them other dudes are going to be like, oh, it's time for war, and come in? They're going to hear that shot and be like, man, what the fuck? And they have to regroup. You already got the advantage. Get the hell out the house. Shoot, get out. Hmm. You dig? I'm saying, like, there's, like, it's not for you to sit down and be like, man, I'm going to hunker down. I'm going to kill everybody. In the, man, when they hear the shot, they're not going to be like, yo, I'm trained for war. They're not soldiers. They're regular people breaking into a house. Unless their mission is to come in the house and kill everybody in there,
and that's a whole other extreme. If you got,
and I'm saying
because
I know
a lot
I knew a lot of criminals. I'm not gonna say I still know them. I knew a lot of criminals. I know what their mind state is when they're going into a house to rob it. It's to rob the house, and the gun is in case. Usually, if somebody's in the house, it's usually the crazy motherfucker. And guess what? He usually has a pistol.
I'm just the only guy on the table who feels the way that I feel. So I would have to bring we'd have to bring Floyd on the show. Because Floyd could speak
him. But if he goes to the extreme, that's the same thing.
But he's not extreme, but I'm being viewed as extreme.
See, my thing is okay. My thing is,
so am I extreme, by the way?
No, I don't think you're extreme. I just went off of just
but you know but you know that I own guns, several of them.
Yeah.
And a couple that are semi-automatic weapons.
Right, yeah. I don't care.
And that's my biggest question has always been, what is the need?
Like when the zombies come, I'm coming to your house.
Right. What is the need for military weapons in your household?
Absolutely no need.
Okay. See, now I'm not saying you're a bad person for wanting. That's okay to want.
I don't need none of the guns that I have.
And exactly, but you want them. And that's my thing, is pistols, normal, whatever, everyday stuff, okay, whatever. But my thing is always just ask the question. Again, it's not to say that they shouldn't have it. No, don't do that. That's stupid. Don't do that. I just never understood the mindset of, I understand that people's infatuation with guns. Yeah, that's fine, but
no,
the shooting, fine.
You dismiss that part so fast. Like you're like, yeah, that's fine part. But that's how it began. It began with, I had one pistol. I went to the range.
Okay.
I saw somebody with a
pistol. When you go to the range, don't you just, you can use their guns at a range?
No.
You can't just be like, okay, we rent guns and we just shoot?
Yeah, you can't do that at some.
Clark County.
Yeah, you
can't
Clark do that
County
some.
Firing range. You go there and you bring your weapons and you shoot.
That's the outdoor one. But if you go to the indoor one downtown, they do have some.
You can rent automatic weapons over there and have a good time and pay however much money you want to pay to go and do that thing at that time.
And then another thing, people go, it's about mental health. Some of it, but when a...
Is it not some of it? Why is it
because
if you're going out there to do this
heinous
thing?
No, the reason why I say that, because, I mean, yeah, it's about... The reason I say some of it is because the excuse is, let's get this off of guns and let's focus on the mental health. So now you're just taking one part off and you're just going to mental health. Well, his mental health isn't what killed the people. The guns is what killed the people. But also, his mental health with the guns is what killed the people. So it goes hand in hand. You know what I'm saying? So... you're mentally good. He's mentally good. I'm mentally good. Mike's mentally good a little bit. But when it comes to an unstable guy who's like, I'm going to go buy some legal guns. And then he goes through the loopholes, finds out how to get the guns. And then, you know, that's when mental health collides with, he legally bought these guns.
That's when you create a law to say enough is enough. Let's get this shit off the streets.
Yeah. That's
all I'm getting to.
Yeah, that's how it happens.
That's all I'm getting to is,
you know, and
enough is enough. Let's get all these guns off the street.
That's how a lot of people feel. Somebody
I really
like
would
me,
like to see the day that mixed. Happens. Because there's so many guns in the hands of legal citizens right now.
Yeah, especially here, yeah. It's like for every...
Not even especially here, in the United States of America.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, okay. Say here. I'm only talking here. About our country. We're the only ones who really have this gun problem.
So if that happens, they take away all the guns, in your mind, what do you think is going to happen?
You know, we have more guns than people.
Then we'll be Australia or Great Britain or whatever the fuck.
See, and that's the mindset of most gun owners is not that. They feel that. Yeah. Once the guns get taken away, the country's going to be overrun, and we can't do anything about it because they took our guns away.
And then I ask them, I was like, okay, well, that's when I like to see what their mind is at. It's like, well, overrun by what? Because if their mind state is, I want my gun for the reason why the Second Amendment is there.
I want you to
stop against tyranny. It's to stop your government from coming terrorizing the American people. That's the reason.
Correct.
That is the reason for it.
You honestly need to break that down when people say that government. Government, military, all right, your military, there's personnel. Personnel's with, you know, families and all that with different views and what everybody around them has in that same group of people.
Yeah.
They could probably be thinking the same shit we're probably saying.
Yeah.
Both sides. How would you get that together?
What you mean?
Why would they fight for
easy. People do fucked up stuff.
I understand that.
You know what I'm saying? You can call the power company and be like, hey, like, I got all these kids in the house.
Saying,
I need my power on. They'll be like, oh, you know,
level.
Pay your bill. They don't give a fuck about your kids.
Right.
You know what I mean?
There's more to the government than being just called the entity. There's individual people in that entity. You know what I mean?
But I feel like those individual people.
You feel like they'll get a call.
Are run by the government.
If that was to happen, they would get a call and they would be those people, those individuals in the uniform would be the people to come take your guns.
Yeah, okay.
It wouldn't
middle,
be politicians.
Same
it wouldn't.
As
it wouldn't
management.
Be.
No.
It wouldn't
yeah.
be.
So what has happened before is they did this. And I don't know. I'm believing that it's in California, and I want to show you guys the video one day, but they actually did come for guns in the United States before, and I think they tried to experiment. I don't know if it was an experiment or to see how they would do it, and there was a you want to just say government, but there was a group. Of officers dressed to the T,
highly trained men,
trained men that went into this whole neighborhood and confiscated all the weapons in that thing. And when the news reporters got to the citizens, they were just like, they just came and did it, and it was some bullshit. There was nothing I can do. And the average citizen, me, if some heavily armed men came to the house and said we need these weapons, I'm handing them all the way over.
Yeah.
And it's just that simple, and it can happen, and I'm not saying that it will happen, but what you guys are failing to realize is that we are only 200 years old, 200 plus or whatever you want to call it, but in any situation and in every situation, people with power eventually abuse it,
yeah.
and it's the story upon story upon story upon story all over again, and you see. And the thing is, the thing is that people seem to say that eventually, well, we're much more civilized now than those people then.
Yeah,
like these not. People weren't civilized more than 200 years ago. Just
yeah.
I mean, like there was
the
no civility. Explain pyramids. Explain cities and civilizations.
Irrigation systems. Like, come on now.
Explain that, and then there was power, and then these people
usually
were overrun.
White people say that though. Go ahead.
So, but the point is. Whenever you put too much trust in the government to do what it needs to do and be in people, the forefathers knew what they were doing when they wrote this into law. They were saying we need to arm the people and create a militia because we're not going to leave them to be governed by these people by men.
Back when
they knew that
when there was muskets, they said that.
Well, you don't think that they would have said it now?
Back when everybody had muskets. You know what I'm saying?
25 minutes to reload.
The war would have been
right. You had to put the powder in.
Okay, the same men when they used to fight.
Shit.
When they used to fight,
that law wasn't for.
When they used to fight back in the days, they used to stand there with their one bullet and boom, 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 ready, aim, fire. And Washington was out there standing with them while they was doing that dumb shit. We didn't win the war by doing that. We won the war by changing it up. and actually sneaking around some motherfuckers and doing shit that we wasn't supposed to do, which was considered legally, in order to win the war.
Which has always been great. Like, how do you have illegal shit in war?
Shit changed dramatically for that shit to happen. So things evolved. Weaponry evolves.
Right. So like guess what? Laws need to evolve.
To do what? To take the to just disarm laws the need citizen. To
evolve. The way you're saying this needs to evolve, laws also need to evolve. We're still going off of laws that was written in what 1817 something.
You're gonna have.
You know what I'm saying? So
you're gonna have a bunch of people. Look,
guns evolve, people evolve, laws need to evolve with the people.
I can agree with that.
You know what I'm saying?
I can agree with that.
It's got to evolve with the society.
Not taken away, just laws being involved.
It's got to evolve.
Yeah. I mean, but when you don't take it away, what do? You upgrade. You got to. We're just talking about what should happen. I want to know the people who say we need, there's no reason for you to own this, and then say, okay, so what do you want to have happen? Do you want to them to go away? And then you say, well, I don't necessarily want them to go away. What do you want them to do? Regulate the bullet, the capacity of the bullet?
Here's the thing.
How many you can put in the gun?
You don't know, because you know what a gun advocate is? Okay, well, just don't take them away. Well, but we have this thing that happened. Well, I don't want them to take away. Well, what should we do? Just don't take them away. See, a gun advocate is don't do nothing.
I didn't say that.
No. Not. I didn't say you said it, but you can't deny that.
But I'm a gun advocate.
But that, I've heard that argument. I've had that argument plenty of times. A lot of the arguments is don't do nothing. If you take it away, then this is going to happen.
First of all, you're arguing.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I don't think that I try to help.
Don't think that I don't get it.
Yeah. So one argument is like, well, what do you want us to do? And the other argument is like, don't do nothing.
Understand who I am.
Fuck you right now. Like, it's not
okay. But then let's not talk about it.
Like, not everything is directed at you. Like, but we're not directing everything at you.
No, but
because you're the middle. Like, you see both sides.
This is what I'm trying to explain.
So
to you.
we're just using you sometimes as just a euphemism.
If you're like, talking to somebody who's this dude, he's not gonna hear your logic. But on the flip side, the other guy who wants it all to go away is not going to hear that other person's logic either. Right. Is all I'm saying to you.
You like, hear both. That's what I'm saying. And fuck you. We're not talking about you.
But the people like me are the ones who need to make the laws and understand what's going on, because I own the weapons, and so, I don't want to see mass murders either.
Right.
So I'm trying to express to you that I love weapons, but necessarily bump fire, I don't agree with.
Yeah, we just said the same shit, Pat.
No, but
he's saying that you understand that.
Yeah.
What your answer to is what should we do? Is your answer is let's, you know, probably should eliminate the bump fire.
Yeah.
To
and
other gun
and in silencers.
Yeah.
We're about to put a law in for silencers. Like, why do you need a fucking silencer?
Why do you need
to other
then,
people?
But then I'm an advocate for guns, and the gun people will be looking at me like, fucker.
Yeah. And see and then see now what he's saying is, so we ask you that question, that's your way to around and be like, hey, there's a restriction that you just put, right? Get rid of those.
Right.
We ask other people that who are
the other side.
They would be like, don't do anything.
Don't change
anything. Don't take my guns away.
Yeah. So where you was like, you would ask.
That's what he was saying.
Yeah. Where you would ask the person, I was countering your argument with the other side.
As it stands in America.
Once I says don't do nothing, the other one says change everything.
There's one who's pro this and one who's against this. And eventually, and right now there's too many on the pro this to overturn the don't do this.
Nah, I wouldn't
because
say too
once
many.
These, yeah,
I just say it's just louder on one side because it just happened.
Well, I'm saying they're still selling semi-automatic weapons.
Yeah, so
since the Obama administration and they were coming for your guns, they're still selling them. He sold the most. So what I'm saying is, there's so much out there. So many people are so armed to the tooth right now.
There's a lot of money in it.
How do you take them away? First of all. It's going to take some type of violence to do that.
Nah, if like I said, if kids didn't do it, and if killing, how much was it now, 60? Something like that, people? 58, 60, however much it was. I fully believe if kids ain't do it, then it ain't happening. You know, it's not.
Like I knew
it's going to stay the same. It's just going to keep being an argument.
It's weird because, like, I won't move back to California based on their gun laws. One of the reasons it's the
sorry,
high,
coughing, though.
High taxes and their gun laws.
Mm-hmm.
Like this home that I live in right now, it's triple that over there.
Right.
See, and that I can't and then I gotta you can only own this kind of weapon or whatever you can barely conceal it.
Like, I'm not going to deny that living in Nevada, our gun laws are definitely loose compared to other states.
Right. So the one thing that gets me is, okay, so the conspiracy, you know, the conspiracy theorists, right?
Let's go to that world.
So they say this stuff happens so we can bring up gun control and try to get rid of the guns, right?
I believe that.
So, and that's understandable, but
I also believe.
And it just annoys me when people, that's the first thing that they go to when stuff like this happens. It's right. Like, okay, if that's the case, we don't know that. They don't know that. They just act like they do know that. Mm-hmm. And that's annoying.
That one?
And see, and it's like, my thing is, okay, that's, you know, that could have happened, but it's like, still have some remorse for people.
Yeah, give it
first,
a minute.
And then, you know, go to your theories. But my thing is, okay, this stuff happens because they want to get rid of guns. But we've had, you know,
kids, that's bullshit, by the
people
way.
Getting murdered in movie theaters, kids getting murdered in an elementary bullshit. School. The guns haven't gone away. So they're always their excuse. Yeah. All these people died because they just want to get rid of guns. They probably would have gotten rid of them already if they really wanted to.
Yeah, they really wanted to. Yeah, but here's the
if
two
that's
reasons
what they were
why.
Using these things
who is
for.
They? Who is they?
Government. They talk government. About you know the Bilderberg Group.
Who?
Who are these?
Okay,
men?
Okay.
Bilderberg Group.
What we can
Morgan
agree.
Morgan Chase, Stanley,
all
whatever.
These
people.
What we can agree on is this:
bankers.
If
who
so
wants
people,
bankers?
There's so many
Nate
people
from down
guns
the street.
In the
white
government.
People.
You think the government gonna take the government the guns away from the government?
No. The government ain't taking no guns away from the government.
Yeah, there's so many people for guns.
Just regular people. Okay, the two main conspiracies is the one Mike just said. Mm-hmm. You know, this stuff happens because they want to take guns away,
which is understandable.
It's not a complete thoughtful. I mean, what's the word I'm looking for? Stupid theory.
Absurd.
Yeah, absurd. It's not a complete stupid theory because
no, it's not.
Why? If you want
to live in America,
you want to control
money.
People.
And that's just
you know?
My thing. Yeah,
you
but it's like, why hasn't it happened
well,
already?
You want to control people. You want them to give up their rights willingly. You don't want to take it.
Yeah.
If I take your rights, you're going to be pissed off at. But if you give me your rights, and then you did it. You're comfortable with it. So now
God,
I'm controlling you, and you're okay with me controlling
you. I gave
you.
Them my rights and my money.
The other way, the other conspiracy is this stuff happens to drum up gun sales because they start talking about taking guns away. What happens every time they talk about taking guns away? The sales of guns skyrocket. NRA is in the gun selling business. Anybody who thinks the NRA is just trying to protect your Second Amendment, they don't give a fuck. They're in the gun selling business. It's about guns. That's what it's all about. So those are the two main conspiracies that people come up with, which I don't not believe any
either
of those.
One.
I don't not believe either one of them.
Nothing, everything, and that's the problem with the people nowadays, these conspiracy theorists or whatever, is everything that happens now is some sort of government conspiracy. Like, how do you live that way every single day being so fucking paranoid that every single thing that happens is...
It's called being black.
And that's true. Well, because you guys are responsible for everything that bad that happens. But I'm saying, how?
You had to finish it, bro. You couldn't stop in the middle of
it. I had to let him go, too. It was like,
but no, but seriously, though, that's my thing with people who are on these conspiracies, right?
Yeah, which is me.
But I'm saying, though, but I've seen people who let it eat at them to where, it's like, how do you live on a daily basis feeling this way? Mm. Every single moment. It's like, how are you? Like, you just seem miserable.
You know, it eats at you.
Yeah, you just seem miserable. Yeah,
you start lifting a lot of weights. You know, you get married.
Thank you, Vanessa, for balancing this dude or something.
I just started. It's weird.
Drums,
I started.
Bags.
I started my gun thing because of a friend of mine. A friend of mine. He just started. He got divorced. He started buying guns. Now that I think about that. Hmm.
Yeah, that is when you start buying. No, that is exactly when he started buying.
He started buying guns as a.
How's his ex-wife doing?
A thing. She's alive and well.
She sure?
I'm positive. Talk to her. He don't talk to her. But
he
I
had to shoot something off somewhere.
So he started going, and I was like, okay, this is his therapy. I'm feeling for this man. So let me jump in with him. And then I got into it, and it was like, once you get in and you start gathering this info about this stuff, and it becomes an. But me, you know me, I get on a kick on something.
Right.
And then I just go at it.
Right.
If it's a video game and I'm just
you're there.
You know, collection, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's just me. I'm a collector. I just like to go like that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I got into the gun thing and I started shooting and I started wanting to hone in my my shooting ability. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I'm getting pretty damn good at this. This is fucking dope.
Hey, hold on. Let me get this joke off real quick. You think all those white people dying and then, you know, the juice being loose has something to do with... Never mind, fuck it. Go ahead.
OJ did that shit.
I told you he ain't got no damn juice in him no more.
You don't think OJ had nothing?
Seen a whole lot of shit.
You don't think he...
seen a whole lot of shit.
Go ahead, man.
No, I mean, just... It became pretty cool to get involved.
Get involved in that world.
And now that I'm a part of the world, I understand the world.
Right.
But
it's understandable.
Once you see it and you're in it and you live it.
What do you mean by you understand? Yeah. What do you mean by you understand the world? Take me there with you. Like, what do you mean by that? Because you're like, now that you got in the guns, you understand the world. What do you mean?
The world of being into guns.
Paranoid world.
Yeah. Not the paranoid world.
Not the paranoid world.
Stop trying to get back into there.
You attach the Second Amendment.
You understand what he meant?
Yeah.
You then attach
yourself to the Second Amendment and you start to have an appreciation for it.
Oh, okay.
And you start to get deeper into it and it's like, tyranny. And then you go, okay.
Super white.
I'm rocking with that. And then it's like, But the bulk of me when I say tyranny against your government, the fact is they got drones and missiles that will light your ass up.
Which goes back to what I said.
And can
back then everybody had muskets.
They can singularly literally just blow your house up if they wanted to.
Yeah, it's probably
and keep all the other houses around it.
Yeah.
Angled them to
it. You know, there's nothing you could do against this government right now.
Yeah. And it also wasn't only tyranny. It's also because America was very small. So you need the entire population to fight this damn country, Great Britain, is coming over to try to
arm up,
take your shit, to tax you.
I look at shit like, but my paranoia goes more towards like things that can happen, like
you Antichrist just shit.
You saw Katrina, and then you saw the other hurricanes and whatnot.
Yeah.
After Katrina, they put a whole lot of bodies in the Saints Dome.
No, I agree with you on that one. Yeah,
they was raping and pillaging like a motherfucker, man.
No, that's another.
And they were helpless. There was nothing they could do.
See, that is the argument right there. If you brought up that argument, that extreme, I can't argue about why a person.
So it's not about arguing an extreme. We're talking about arming yourself to be prepared for a situation, and pray to God that you never have to use it.
But that's not the situation that's brought up.
Well. Of course not, because that's
it's
not
always
the, that's
if
not
somebody comes.
Because if a Democrat, if a Democrat gets a person to say these things and anything that makes any kind of sense, and you're far left, you ain't trying to get that person on the show. They're not putting people on television that makes sense.
I'm talking about regular people
on
I'm not
either
about
side.
News, dude.
But it's regular easy to people. It's easy to manipulate regular shit. People because regular people, if you're not involved in it, once again, go back. If you're not involved in it don't concern you. You don't own guns. You're not into guns. You don't give a fuck. You see a mass shooting, you say, let's get rid of that shit.
He's in his phone. He don't give a fuck about this conversation.
I do. I'm sorry.
You don't give a fuck about it. You're not into guns. You don't go to the range. You don't shoot. That's not about your things. Something that you enjoy.
So you think you're better than me?
I think he's better than me.
So. Oh, okay.
Because he just said everything that you're not.
Yeah.
Look. Which is cool. Right. Look.
No, I get you. I get you 100%.
You're stressed. You're stressed out. At the end of a day,
and you just want to go let one off.
Not
in that way.
Bust a nut.
Which
you could be. You could drink yourself into a stupor. You could smoke some weed. You could slap your wife. Get the evil out. You could smoke cigarettes. You could do whatever this thing is that you do to find a way to have a pastime for yourself.
Right.
I don't drink. I don't smoke.
Definitely.
I don't beat my wife. I do beat my shit from time to time. But
time to time, how many times a day?
Oh, only once. At night, just before bed, instead of a glass of warm milk, I beat it off.
You provide the warm milk.
That was nasty.
I was thinking the same thing. Oh, that's terrible.
That's so nasty, but true.
A fucking joke.
Let's not cry over spilled milk.
All right. Oh. No, I get you. It's your stress relief. It's your wind down.
Oh, man, it's beautiful, and then it's done, and then you like reset. Just like when you bust that nut off.
More prostitutes is what's needed.
Wow.
Mm.
They need
they just thought about that.
They need
stricter
laws
for
prostitution.
You just ended the fucking
shit.
I don't. That you win.
Yeah, like do you
really, literally win?
Do you really want to kill anybody on an empty nutsack?
No, man. No.
So can we all agree that we need more prostitutes?
100% we need more prostitutes.
They need screenings, though.
We just need to legalize that.
Screenings.
Yeah, we definitely need brothels.
But there does need to be
outside
like a...
Outside so of every government city.
Can be, there needs to be a cap, just like there needs to be a cap on how many guns you can have. Mm-hmm. There needs to be a cap on the price.
You know what?
The average man should be able to afford.
Going off of that one, though, I kind of think there probably should be a cap on how many guns you have. Do you need, like... How many do you have? 46?
Me?
No. The guy, he had like 46.
That's a fucking lot, yo.
Shit.
Yo, he had a shit.
You make it hard to argue. You make it really hard to argue for our side when that shit happens.
You see Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
The fuck do you have?
You remember when he went down into his little garage and he had all that shit?
The whole room full?
Yeah, that's basically
what
he had.
But like a group, another set of friends, you guys are a set, but another set of friends will come over to the house, and when I pull it all out, they're like, fuck. You know, it's like that thing.
I saw that when you pulled all the guns out. I was like, oh man, these are cool.
No, but I'm saying the gun guys.
The better friends come over is what he's saying.
Yeah, when the ones that matter come over.
I got
when the ones that matter come over.
Right? Yeah, the ones who aren't ignorant.
Y'all know I got.
I'm on that side, though. Fuck yeah. I'm not.
So he's like, yeah, Pat. Yeah.
Have you been to the gun range with me?
No, I haven't.
Have you been to the gun range with me? Have you been to the gun range with me? No.
Ooh.
I got a group of friends that we go to the gun range. I got a group of friends that go to the gun range. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Done.
Yeah, let the shit out of here,
and,
man.
You know, it's like, let me see your Jordans. Mm. Oh, I got those 11s. What? You know, when you pull out a Desert Eagle, somebody's like, oh, fuck. You know what it took to get a Desert Eagle.
I think you pull that out on anybody, they'd be like, holy shit. I think even if a nigga was robbing me with a Desert Eagle, I'd be like, holy shit.
Can I hold that?
Is that a D-Easy?
You robbing me right now. I understand that. God damn. This is huge.
Let me dap you up. You know, I'm going to give this back, you know.
And then go ahead and give you my wallet as well.
My wallet as well, you know. Hey, man, but, you know, stay black, man, because that's dope.
My cousin in Utah has a gold Desert Eagle.
Damn.
I mean, he showed that shit to me. We was like, you win.
He got the golden gun from Goldeneye.
He got a gold Desert Eagle, dun-na, 50 dun-na. Cal. We were just like, oh. I showed that to everybody. He just... We're done. No matter what you thought you had, you don't have nothing when you see him with a golden
Desert.
When
you say you're done, what do you mean when you think about it? You say you're done.
That he's finished.
He's finished.
He won. He won. He got the dopest gun.
You got the dopest gun?
Okay. Yeah, his is like.
So you don't want nothing bigger when you see his.
Like literally, you could have an AK-47. You could have an AR-15. You could have a this and a that. But then when that one guy pulls out that one gun, which is a golden Desert Eagle, it puts everything you own to shame.
How much so I can't just pull out. I can't pull out a bazooka and win the whole gold bazooka or platinum.
You would definitely win.
I would definitely win. And then the next guy, he'll come out and pull out. Like
that doesn't have to be
gold.
I'll put out a gold tank.
A gold tank, yeah. A gold tank. And then the next dude will come out and pull out like a gold spacecraft, some shit from like
Star
Wars.
You're making a point to me, right? What are you trying to get at?
Just a little bit.
Just being an asshole. How much does a gold Desert Eagle cost?
Like $2,000.
That ain't bad.
Well, that's not too bad.
Mm. Oh, y'all get
it's
money.
Bad for me.
Ain't not, I'm just not saying, like much. in the scope of what my mind that guns cost. Check, yeah. So I really don't know what. I don't know. I really don't know pricing of guns. So yeah, in the scope of what I assume guns cost, that seems lower price than what I imagine that would actually cost.
No, sir.
To me,
no.
$2,000.
That's a lot of money. $2,000.
That's a lot.
In the grand scheme of things.
When I started my collection, I said I ain't going no. I won't go past $1,500. And $1,500 is high.
Yeah.
Have you gone past $1,500 in purchasing?
That's all
right. In purchasing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm past $2,000. I'm past.
It hurts. Anytime you give somebody rent money, that shit hurts.
Yeah, that's true. A couple car payments and. A
couple vacuum payments.
Yeah. It's definitely a couple vacuum payments.
Vacuum payments.
But,
you didn't hear about his vacuum adventure?
That's what I was going to talk about.
Yo. Yo. We off of guns right now. I hope y'all got your fill of the gun talk. We're going to give y'all a nice little show.
One last thing coming off that Vegas thing. I just want to say I wasn't here for everything. I missed everything. It was kind of helpless out in Atlanta. But keeping up, it was just being from here is very, very proud of how the city handled everything.
100%.
Took care of everything. You know what I mean? So that was good. Not being able to be here to do anything, seeing what the city was doing, It was really, really good. So
Vegas came together.
Right.
Vegas.
And then shout out to the Golden Knights because they won last night, very first game.
Shout out to the Golden Knights.
They lost
franchise
the very first
game.
I'll give you a pass on that.
No, they won.
No, they won.
They lost the first game.
No, last night was the first game and they won.
It was a preseason game. But
no, last night wasn't preseason.
No, I was just saying they won.
No. We don't care about preseason.
No,
we're talking about regular
season.
You said
first game. I was there when the first game was happening. They lost that shit.
No, first game. Nobody cares about preseason.
I mean, I care.
Nobody cares. Get out of here with
that. You said first game.
First game.
No.
You feel like the.
Y'all don't feel like hockey matters? Y'all don't feel like hockey matters in life?
I do. Okay. I mean, it's the Vegas team. I do. But he also understood
matters.
What I meant.
Okay.
All right. We can switch it up. Sorry.
No. I want to elaborate more on that just a little bit more. Like, yeah. I'm also proud of the way, like, everybody in the city seemed to, like, okay. I donated 100. I mean, I ain't have a lot, but I donated 100.
It just sucks that that's what it takes for you know, people to come together. But, you know, at least when it does, then they actually do. So.
It took a good 20 to 30 minutes. I mean, all the other bullshit came along with
it. Yeah, it always is, but.
Maybe I'm just a negative person. God damn.
What you mean?
Because we was keeping it positive, and I just kept just dwelling on that
negative side
of it.
Just, you're a negative. What about you, Bet?
I'm sorry.
What, you got any last thoughts on that? Because we're about to go into something else. Man. We're about to go into this dude's vacuum cleaner. So we've been gone for a while, and we're about to go into the vacuum cleaner story. We touched a little bit on me getting married.
So is this like a house vacuum cleaner?
Hold on. You got anything about you want to add to cap off the last conversation?
I'll clean your house and my house.
Brent, hold on, man. You got anything to cap off before we go into that? Uh-huh. Anything to cap off, Pat?
My heart goes out to the people who lost their husbands and wives and sons and daughters. And there's no way to bring that back. And it's a senseless crime. And I don't know how we can prevent these things in the future. But Vegas did come together. And I'm proud of Vegas. And I think we should continue to address this situation and come up with sensible answers if there's a possibility that we can do that.
I just really don't think there is, honestly. That's the bad part.
I do, but I don't think any of us want the answer.
Pat wants.
You know what I'm saying?
Pat doesn't want the answer.
I'm willing to give up my weapons.
Like CBS or something?
Nah, the more you know.
All right, Brandon. So what's going on with this vacuum cleaner? I was about to just
No. Don't just. Oh shit! Hold on. Sorry.
Jesus.
Fuck.
Reading Rainbow.
Man, that'll make my story sound enlightening.
Look at the video.
Shit like this. The internet is the greatest place on earth.
Sick, man.
Look, that was a straight accent. I didn't even mean to click it. It was just there.
Internet is a dangerous thing for people.
But that's how Brandon feels about this vacuum cleaner. Go ahead, man. Go into the story.
So I'm on the headsets.
I'm on the phone with you, right?
Or you we're on
the headsets together.
We're on the headsets, man. Yeah. What were you doing, Grand Theft?
We was on the GTA.
We was on the GTA.
This is about to be great.
You know what I'm saying? We're doing our missions or whatever. I get a knock on the door.
Hope y'all enjoying this long show.
I get a knock on the door, and I'm like, hey, somebody's at my door. I'll be back, fellas. So I went to the door. As soon as I opened it, I was like, ha, a woman. She's pretty. She was attractive. She started talking about some stuff. I was ignoring it because I was like, man, there's a pretty woman at my door right now. I'm not expecting nothing.
It's always
right
on
here.
Vagina.
You know what I'm saying? So she starts talking. She's like, all right, bye, bye. I'll be back. Show you the demo. It's only 10 minute demo. Okay.
It's like, all I need is 10 minutes.
Plus four nuts.
So get another knock on the door and.
Black and a berry.
Wasn't no female, man. It was two dudes.
Ooh. Mm.
hey, we was talking about blah, blah, blah. So I'm showing you the vacuum, blah, blah, blah. Some man came and
hit him with the okie doke.
Hit me with the okie. No, super okie doke.
Slow this down. Because yeah. I'm on the sticks with you.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to help you not do this.
Yeah, but I wasn't on the headsets at the time, too.
Yeah, that's right. Because I was like, dude, my dad owns a Kirby.
Yeah.
I know how much them Kirbys cost.
Mm. Are we gonna, no, don't go to the price because I'm after his bought.
And I was like, yo.
Yeah, well,
I said, they're going to get you, man.
Well, stay there. Go ahead.
So they come in. They're talking, hey, nice to meet you. I'm glad you wanted to try out this demo. You know, we're happy and proud to you know, have you let us into your home and show you this real quick. So he does his little thing, you know what I mean?
I can hear it all happening while he's relating.
You know what I'm saying? Like black people do sometimes. They try to relate.
He did relate. He was in the military just like you.
Did he?
He was in the military. Mm. And then he was like, all right.
Maybe he was on the headphones while this was happening.
Yeah, so.
I heard the whole thing. Yeah. I heard the whole sale. I was like,
She was like, hey, man, what would you do if you had you saw this on your bed? Would you like it? Would you change it? Would you keep the shit you have? Or would you get this right here, this brand new shit, this top of the line shit that we got right here?
Did he say shit?
No.
If he said shit, I would have bought it, right?
No, but without that said, he sold the fuck out that vacuum,
He sold the shit out that shit.
Because like 15, 20, 30, an hour later, hour and a half, actually, I was signing a contract, man. I was on the phone with financial people giving up credit card information as well as social security number and all that, man. I was giving it up.
Could have bought a gun.
Could have bought a new TV.
He could have bought a gun.
I was talking about a TV for a minute.
Didn't I remind you?
You reminded me of the TV.
You tried to go
get
a Best Buy car to get a TV.
Yeah. It pissed me off I couldn't get that TV. This wouldn't happen if I would have got that TV.
Definitely wouldn't happen. Best Buy fucked up is probably what he's saying. Go ahead.
So I'm stuck. I'm stuck for not one, not two, not three, 4 years.
Don't say the price yet.
4 years. 4 years on this contract, fellas.
So, boom, right?
There's no way out of that?
There's a way out of it. I can go to Better Bureau and just have my credit take a shit. I don't want to do that. I can't do that.
Now, I call you either the next day or it's late that night. I call him. And we just talking, and he's talking about this vacuum cleaner. And we just sitting there talking about vacuum cleaners. And then I'm like, man, what would you get? He's like, man, I guess you probably won't even know the name. I was like, did you get a Hoover? He was like, oh, you know about vacuum cleaners? So then I just started naming off names. I was like, man, that's expensive, man. If you get a Diet, I forgot what the fuck
Dyson.
I said. Dyson or something. I said, if you get a Dyson, man, you're going to spend, you know, cool $150, something like that. And they got a Hoover. You know, Hoovers, they can go up to about a... And going to about a good three, something like that. He's like, yeah, man. I was like, yeah, but they work pretty good, man. You know, we're just chopping it up. Like, they also got some, they shampoo. They got the, you know, we chopping up about fucking vacuum cleaners. Then somewhere in, I threw it. I was like, yeah, and then they got a, he's like, nah, not that one. And then I said, nah, and it's Kirby. I threw that name out. And he was like, oh, yeah, there's that one too. Yeah. And we talked a little more. And then as we talking, you know, I'm hearing his voice, like just sadness,
melancholy.
You know? Now he was hyped that he got the vacuum cleaner. He hyped up the vacuum cleaner.
He needed to.
But I'm seeing the voice. I was like, "Hey, man, how much was this vacuum cleaner?" He was like, "Man, it cost a lot." I was like, "Yeah, I know they cost like four." Nah.
That's the answer he gives people too, man. You don't want to say shit.
What?
But you want them to guess though.
I said it was lower than that. You got a good deal? Nah.
Oh man.
It's not good. I said 12. Go up. Brandon, finish the rest of the story.
You feel your heart just pounding now.
I'm like,
would you like me to keep throwing out numbers and he just goes nah?
Go ahead, man.
Damn.
Because, like, it hurts when you said 12.
Go ahead, man.
All right.
Oh,
well,
stop there.
Okay.
My father owns a Kirby.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my good friends sold him the Kirby.
Right.
And it was 1500.
Oh, okay.
And we thought, I thought my dad was a sucker when he did the 1500.
Right.
Proceed.
Okay. So nice. I said, I said, damn, is it like, is it rent? Yeah. I said, damn, like, you like, okay, now go on. Maybe the top end, like, this is dice, boom, boom. Like, 24? Is it 24?
Nah.
It's LeBrandon.
It's not.
I asked you this question today, how much this shit was. You said you told me, but no, you did not tell me.
All right. Am I going up or down?
Pat, you was on the headsets.
On the cost?
Yeah. I told you right then and there.
I forgot, dude. Because yeah, this is blowing on, my mind on, right on. Now.
So I said, am I going up or down?
Going up.
All right. Okay. All right. You know what? All
you
right.
Feel your heart though?
It is. It's like
that's how my heart is right now. Every time I think about it, when I wake up, I think about that shit.
All right. He said up to 24. All right. Maybe 28.
Nah.
shit. Oh, hey man, how much? Okay. B. Let's talk about. All right. Hold on. Let me just. All right. 34.
Nah.
Shit. Hey, all right. Yo. Hey, man, quit playing. How much was this? Hold on. Then I start Googling.
I did not. No, there's no way I knew this.
No, stop talking. Then I start Googling. I'm still going with the story. Then I start Googling Kirby, right? I'm like, hey, do I go up or down?
You go up. All
right. So then I Google Kirby, and I see a number. And I'm like, all right, man, I just... Yo, 39?
I told him to add 300 more to it, and he was right on the ball.
To 39?
3,900.
So 4,200 bucks?
4,200 bucks.
I for said, a vacuum cleaner?
For a vacuum
I said,
cleaner.
Shit. How many blowjobs you could have got for that?
That's
lot.
Like a used car.
It's like yeah. It's it no it is
that's
it
a,
is
a nice used car.
It's a nice used car.
And they got you for 4 years. How much, if you don't mind me asking, how much you paying a month for it?
$150.
You better start lubing up the inside of that.
So there's like no interest or anything like that you pay on it, is there?
It's oh no,
like,
that's included with the interest. So it's three something.
So it's probably like
the
35.
Interest puts it up to that four mark.
Are you? Like looking, did you at the end? Did you look at how much Kirby's cost on the internet?
That one particular one was around three something,
But
shit.
Yeah.
How did they?
And then the conversation got quiet.
So my first page of Kirby's.
We mourned for a little bit.
My first page of Kirby's, the highest I see is 1,900.
What am I looking at? Mm-mm. Don't do it.
Just says schedule for a free demo today.
don't do that.
Yo, so if Kirby comes to your doorstep.
Yeah, this is real life experience. I'll do this
I want
for
you
y'all,
to go
man.
In the house, get your cross.
Yeah.
Like,
come back outside.
Bust your nut. Bust your nut before you open that door.
I just want to know how they sold you this.
Vagina?
Yeah.
But did she say she's going to like suck you up if you bought her something?
No, man. I even told my girl this. Why did you buy it? A pretty girl walked to the door.
Yeah.
So
that means when the dudes was talking, he was still thinking about
maybe
the pretty girl.
The
he was still in his mind like, man,
maybe the vagina come later.
Man, get some pussy for
maybe she'll allow me to see it.
Were you thinking that it was going to build your credit?
Hold on, stop. Hold on.
That's
okay.
Another reason, too.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's
you?
Another reason, too, yeah.
Does it?
It will.
Okay.
No, right. It will, because right. I'm going to pay the fuck out that.
Can you pay it off early?
No, you gonna
pay. Yeah, I can pay it off. Yeah, I can pay it off early.
Wait, well, look, man. At least something good came out.
Yeah,
of it,
something.
You got a good vacuum cleaner.
You got a great.
And you
vacuum
can build
cleaner.
Your credit.
Don't ever disrespect my vacuum cleaner.
Never disrespect your vacuum.
So what you're saying is you're coming over to my house to vacuum my shit.
Did
up.
I mention? I mentioned something to you. I was like, dude, how much carpet do you have? Are you in an apartment or a house?
But that's the ones that like
he was
like is it like a steam mop too? You can like
it's everything.
Floor and all
it's anything that have to do with a ground.
Not even just that.
You know what you got to do, right?
Yeah.
You got to open up a side business.
That's what I was thinking about, too. I was legitimately thinking
Yo,
about
that's
posting some shit on the apartment bulletin board. I will vacuum your shit.
Or I'll, you know, shampoo your garbage, 25 yeah. bucks, 20 bucks a room or some shit like that.
Yeah.
You do four rooms. Wow.
You live in, hey, you live in an apartment complex, just start knocking on doors. I would do it.
That's the hustler in me.
With your vacuum.
Yeah.
White power, Mike.
I would vacuum your...
I don't know if that's the white in me. That's just the...
Yeah, that's
the hustler in me. How can we
you
make
were
money?
The dude pitching CDs back in the day in high school, huh? You the man.
He was an Asian dude pitching that sales pitch from that Pain and Gain movie.
He was.
And you know what's crazy?
This dude honestly undercut the competition. It was hilarious.
What's crazy about this whole situation with the vacuum is if it happened to you, it could happen to us.
It can. It's
how?
I don't know, but I'm just trying to help you out.
Nah, I don't see... I definitely don't see these two going. Me and you.
I definitely see Pat. There.
It happens to me at the dealership.
I would never see it with Mike, though.
Well, no, because more so for me at the dealership.
Like
more
I, so
I would like to say,
shut up.
I would like to say on my behalf, I've never, ever purchased anything for $4,000.
I'm just trying to make the situation better. Jeez.
No.
Hey, you can never make this
sorry.
I would like to say I've never purchased anything for $4,000.
Have you ever bought something and just went, man, why the fuck did I buy that?
All the time.
I do that.
That's basically what we mean.
Right.
But like, we're talking about like for a high price, though. But
no, I find a way in my brain. I force my brain to justify
it. Like when you bought... Are the two PlayStations justified yet?
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember when you bought the two PS3s, it was like, man, why the fuck did I buy two PS3s?
See, I don't usually do it that big. It's like when I buy video games.
The PS3s that I got right now?
I'm like,
hold on. This? Okay, go ahead.
The ones that I got right now?
No, yeah. Back
the two PS3s?
Back when the generation of PS3 and Xbox 360s, you had two of each. I was the only one with the PS3, but you bought two of them, and then you were like, man, why did I buy two?
Honestly, PS3s? Jerome, you've known me since how long? And when you came into my home that first time, how many Xboxes did I have in the house? I had four original Xboxes.
GameCube time when I met you.
No, but the Xboxes were there.
I was there, but we didn't play them.
We played Halo GameCube like a motherfucker, and I had motherfuckers in every different room playing. We had
Tiffany played it that time. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so we had four Xboxes. So it ain't like me. It ain't unlike me to have a bunch of systems.
But that's different. That's internet playing.
No.
Yeah. Like you did it with the internet.
I do that a lot when I buy stuff. Mm-hmm. I was like, fuck.
My wife is more like that. I justify it. I find a way in my mind.
See, Nancy's the one
who justified it, right?
Nancy's the one for me who.
No, I'm
you
still
know.
Trying to. It's hard. Like every day I say it's for the.
you sound like a recovering addict, bro.
Life is
hard.
This is actually.
Change for the better.
This is really actually a problem that I do have. When it comes to shit like that, making purchases and shit like that.
I feel like this has happened before we had this conversation.
It has. I can't remember particularly when.
But I do remember it.
But, yeah. These little holes I find myself to be put in, I do it to myself. I just kick my ass. Like,
right. Nancy always puts it for me, because like I said,
man, I wish
she'll
you
be like.
Stayed on the headsets, bro. I would have got you out of that shit.
Wow.
Telling you, no, don't do this.
Man, is it something you wanted?
Open the door. Huh?
He didn't want that.
Hell nah, bro.
Wow, man. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm going
to
tell y'all what I wanted. I wanted a TV.
I said to him, I said, dude.
Oh,
you know,
so you never got the TV? That's right.
Oh, man, because I was shitting on you the next day. And you was probably
badass.
Man,
you
probably, we were side by side. You'd have probably bombed on me, huh?
Nah, man. I wasn't going to bomb
on you. I was like, dude, didn't you want a TV? I said, I thought you was gonna, that could have been went towards that TV.
I do need a new TV.
Yo,
so
my
Brandon,
shit was
have
only,
a TV, I'll sell you.
I feel so good because my shit was only $800. Yeah.
I feel that good, man.
Because you love the fuck out of that TV when you see it.
I have a TV, I'll sell you.
I would have sold you my TV for about $4,200.
Bring your girl out there. I'll buy it.
Vanessa might have to take one for the team.
$4,200. He couldn't get the TV for however much it cost. I would have used my Best Buy card and helped you get that if you'd have just put $300.
Average prostitute's about like $500 probably.
What's that?
Average prostitute's about what, $500?
Yeah.
Damn, that's a lot.
That's a high end one.
Times that by about
that's
what? That's not high end.
That's not high end. What's high end?
That's like medium.
That's like mid level exception.
Yes, mid level.
Yeah. Hold on.
That's
how much is a prostitute?
That's like brothel spot. I don't want to catch nothing mid level. You know what I'm saying?
$500 is not close to being a lot?
No.
Hell no.
Okay. You know how much these motherfuckers are making?
How much?
Why did you guys jump on me when I said that?
You thought it was like $2 for a fuck?
I need to know. Understand.
Y'all jumped all over me for saying that $2,000 for a Desert Eagle wasn't that expensive. But you're over here saying $500 for some pussy is not expensive?
That's not expensive?
That is expensive.
$500 for some pussy?
No, I mean, we've all spent more than that. But
who the fuck has spent more than that?
I mean,
I ain't never paid for no...
You know what the business is nowadays?
You felt me. I didn't have to spell it out for you, but you felt me.
That don't count.
Now, what I'm saying is...
But look.
High level, right? So you go to one like the Bunny Ranch. You're probably going to spend...
You're going to spend some money.
About three.
Three what? Thousand?
Yeah.
On what?
On some vagina.
For how long?
Who knows?
I mean, like, if I bust my nut, it's done?
I mean, you know, it's a session.
How many nuts can I bust?
You get a session. It's a session, man.
And mind you, it takes me a long time to bust one.
It's a session,
and I'm tired as fuck.
You paying for a session.
Do you pay by the hour?
Now, if you go down Boulder Highway, you know, probably like $50.
This level.
Yeah, you see your face?
You put the fucking boulder, anything with a boulder in the front.
So I said 500, like Mike was saying.
Just says a boulder, it's like rocks,
right?
Dirt.
That's a lot of money.
So basically where I was going was that, so 500, let's go $500 for a mid-level prostitute, right? Get about eight of them.
Eight what?
Could have
had about eight, man.
Eight blowjobs, huh?
And then you could use the other $200 to... You know, buy you refreshments.
Get you a suck off.
You're right.
Yeah, get some Gatorade.
So, Brandon, if you just got to throw money around like that, can I borrow a dollar? Yeah, give me my $4, as a matter of fact.
I just need Jack in the Box, bro.
Bitch ass.
That's all we need. I'm just going to throw out requests like that.
You just swallow your... Well, I mean, he's hard. You're handing out like government cheese, so...
Mike, about your $4, I'm on hard times right now.
I'm just going to talk to Vanessa. Now I'm just going to go around you now and just talk to Vanessa. And I'm like, Vanessa, can I talk to you for a little bit?
She's going to say talk to him.
Let me show you this vacuum cleaner I got.
Damn, I'm
you on hard times and not picking up no overtime to undo these hard times? That's the craziest
shit. Anything else
happen
besides the vacuum cleaner? I got married. You got vacuum cleaner. Anything
else happy with my Dyson?
Got another baby on the way?
I do.
Everybody knows that. Mike got another baby on the way.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows that. One more month. Past the grandfather. That's new.
Can we?
No. It is what it is. No. Don't fight it.
Oh, you're old.
You don't like the?
Granddaddy, give me dollar. Give me something.
Give me dollar. Now Pat going to reach in his pocket, pull out some butterscotch and shit.
Some Weathers Originals.
I got to get those cookies in that purple and pink and red with the glitter on it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking.
As long as you don't keep candy corn in the house, man, you good.
Who the fuck eats candy corn?
Yo, hey, who does?
You got to get out of my house if you like that shit.
We had this discussion the other day.
I was at Target. And this little girl ran up to the candy corn to my. She's like, "Ooh, I love candy corn." Looked at her, I was like, "This."
She
this,
must
this
be.
Is a,
and then so
a
he
serial killer.
So he texts me and he told me that. And what did I tell you?
Tell me what you said because I don't even remember. I'd have to go.
Yeah, she must have been
I bet
white.
You that. I bet you that kid is white.
Yeah, she's definitely white. And a Trump.
We were on a.
Yeah, yeah, because you
group
were
chat.
Too. Yeah. Definitely she's a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a group chat.
Was, that's right.
Because somebody said she was a Trump supporter, and I said she was 100% a Trump supporter.
Yeah, that's right. He did say that.
You know true. Trump likes candy corn.
Can't yes. Trump, you see the way his lips are always pursed?
Do the man even have lips, man?
His lines
that's
are
a
always
very proper way and just
and we love pursed. Puerto Rico.
Puerto
Rico. We love it.
Man, every time I hear him Puerto talk, Rico. I'm like, man, this dude is... And I was telling you today, I was like, this dude is stupid. Like, he's just dumb. I was
somebody
like,
told me that he makes George Bush just clap his hands whenever he...
Georgie Porgy is loving this shit.
You know how many people...
I'm off the hook.
You know it's bad when black people are like, man, I miss Bush. You know what I'm saying? Like, I miss Bush.
I voted for Bush once.
I miss oppression.
I was like, ugh. But now
I'm
he's cleaning me up right now. He's dusting them cops.
Bush is looking like the fifth greatest president.
Like, he made a change.
He made a change, all right.
How many presidents do you get to see in your lifetime if you live to be 80?
So then you would do four times what?
No, 80 divided by 4.
380 divided by 4. 20. So then do that. There you go. Math whiz.
Unless you come in on a unless you get two terms, and which seems like that's what everybody does nowadays. So
yeah, then take one.
This
of them
dude, you think
out.
This dude's gonna get two terms?
I don't. I don't think
I
he's gonna.
I honestly think he will.
You think so?
I'm not saying it that I, you know, like, oh,
no, no, no,
he does.
No.
I honestly think that America is stupid enough to give him a second term.
And if they give him a second term,
I honestly think we're stupid enough to get him there now. We're more than capable and stupid enough to get him there again.
Definitely capable, but I don't.
You don't think people are going to come out
now? I guess I feel you. Like, I don't not see it.
I bet you $4.
But like I said, I'm on hard times right now. And I can't.
No, give it four more years. Or two more. Three more.
I almost feel like we can't survive a year. Another year of this dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, it's about to be over in this bitch.
Yeah, he's like that prostitute, man, that you hadn't done. You got to go. You got to go. It's time for you to leave.
Get out.
You're done.
Your Kirby contract is how long?
Oh, man. His turn.
4
years.
Yeah.
Okay.
So hopefully, Jesus. Hopefully you get to celebrate, you know.
I'm out of here, man.
Two things. You know, your thing paid off and him getting out of here. You done? You finished? Just cut your headphones off.
We finish it before we go. I want to recommend a food spot to you guys.
Are you done?
Where?
Boil. You want to talk about sports?
You
What's
want some good sports? Chicken?
Do you know how long place. It's been Where's since it we've done this?
Craig.
Craig and what?
Craig.
Carmelo wasn't traded yet.
And
none of that shit.
Paul is George it still open traded? Right now?
You know where the Lumberjack place is at?
Yes.
There.
Is it open right now?
It probably is.
That what are y'all place. Talking about?
A good food place. You want good Mexican chicken, and it's fried chicken, Mexican chicken. Now, bear with me here. Nancy got me on it today.
I'm not against
Boyle
it. Boyle
Campero.
Some...
That shit is
Oh,
delicious.
Yeah, they're good.
What's Mexican fried
yeah,
chicken?
Yeah, it's right down. It's good.
I've never Boyle tasted Campero. That.
It's on Craig.
Craig and what? God damn it. I'm trying to go right, right
it's
now.
Like,
by that Wendy's and Home Depot, that area?
Yeah, it's before the Home Depot, where the Lumberjack restaurant's at.
Yeah.
And where the China Star's at. And it used to be where the A&W was, but they
yeah,
went
but they
away.
Got rid of that, got them the fuck out of it.
Oh, Craig right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, okay. They're good. Yeah. I've been there. They're pretty good.
Shit.
All right, well, Pat's looking to like, cut this shit off, so, you know, we out. Hey, we're not out. It's not letting me
we
out.
We didn't even say goodbye.
Say goodbye, man.
Bye.
That's why it wouldn't let me out.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, peace out.
Bye. Bye.
Fried chicken.
Bye.
Let me see if I got
that's,
something to catch
that's very
off, man.
Stereotypical of
hold
you.
On. Y'all hold on right there, man.
I said fried chicken was ready on the show.
Nah, we ain't done yet, man. Let me figure something out, man. What's the duck song? Stop touching me. Nah, that sounds terrible.
The duck song?
Yeah.
What are you talking
shit?
About? Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
Sorry.
What is this?
We did an outro.
Oh, we don't need an outro.
Yeah, we do.
What is this? Oh, y'all could turn it off. This has nothing to do with the show. What's this, Pat? Shout out to you, man.
Hey, do the Celtics win more than 50 games this year?
Hold on, Pat. What's this one right here, Pat?
It's the East. Of course they do.
My nigga. Hold on, man. I think I got one more. I might have one more.
Silverhawks. From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe, comes a legend.
Voltron.
Yep. Cut this shit out.
Hold on, man. I ain't done. Eat a dick.
Wow.
Yeah, I kind of just gave it away in the.
Yeah. I knew that was gonna be a close game.
Yeah. Like I said, y'all can stop listening. I'm just not pushing the button yet.
Yeah, Roll Tide, by the way. Roll Tide. Roll Tide.
New, yeah, it's rolling.
New year, new us. Roll Tide.
Genitals.
Might have one.
Transformers.
All right, Mike, I got one for you, man. I got one for you, man.
This is racist stuff about to come out.
Nah, you know.
I saw some Handy Manny or something.
Shoot.
It's mad easy.
Hey, Arnold.
There we go. Nice. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. This might be a little harder. That's a straight lie. There we go.
Recess. Recess.
Yep.
Oh, that's right.
You picked that up smooth.
Jesus. All
right, I'm going to end it on this one, man. This better be the one. It better not fuck with me. Or mess with me.
Okay. DuckTales, baby.
That made a comeback. Y'all see that?
Really?
Yeah, they got a new DuckTales.
All right. They got something for the Destiny game, too. Yeah.
Woo! We out, y'all.